I mean, yeah, it's definitely frustrating, but it's just ourselves, to be honest with you.
Justin Fields talking about slow starts. How about this running game? Fields at another point asked about offensive identity, and I'm paraphrasing here, said, yeah, we got an offensive identity.
No, we don't. Yes, we do. No, we don't. Yes, we do. No, we don't. Yes, we do.
I know what they want to do. I know what they want to be. They want to be able to run the ball. That's why they dress 100 tight ends a game. That's why they play four tight ends at a time. They can't run the ball right now. And Najee Harris, guys, he gets called out last week. And I thought this would be his get-right game. You're playing a bad Dallas Cowboys rush defense. And oh, by the by, they're without their top two defenders. Then one of the backups to DeMarcus Lawrence, he's out, and you still can't run the ball. What's going on here? And do you expect Warren and or CP to be back this week? And if that's the case, this is a three-part question, I guess.
I already forgot part one and two.
But. Well, okay, so if these guys are healthy, are they, A? And B, will they cut into the playing time of Najee? Because he ain't got it.
I don't think they are healthy. I mean, both of those guys were a pretty severe limp. I know you can get better quickly, but I would imagine they would be out another week. I guess we'll let their participation be our guide this week. But, yeah, I think if they do, you have to. I mean, we've seen it again last night, 3 yards per carry. His biggest plays were out of the backfield, although Justin did miss him on a wide-open wheel route that would have been a touchdown because nobody was within 20 yards of him. So maybe that changes it a little bit. But, yeah, they're just not running the ball well. This defensive line defense was missing their best two players. You would think that that would promote better running, and it just didn't happen. I guess the offensive line has something to do with it, blame, but Najee is just – the constant has been him. It just hasn't. Maybe it is a bad fit. Maybe the outside zone just does not work for him. It doesn't look like it does. If that's the case, don't you do – I mean, you know Dorian. I mean, you know Arthur Smith more than anybody. Would he be willing to say, okay, my outside zone stuff just not working with him. Let's do some more gaps, some more powers. I mean, can he do that? Will he do that?
Absolutely not. I mean, Najee's Najee. He's been the same back since he's gotten into the league. Like, I mean, and the older you get, the slower you get. I mean, it's not like he's gotten better. Like, why would you change the way you do things for somebody who is what he is? Like, it's not like you're not like last week the Kansas City Chiefs were like, hey, we need to start targeting Travis Kelce. Maybe because he's the best tight end to ever live. We haven't targeted him in the first three games, and we need to change the way we do things. Like, he's not that type of player, so you're not going
to
change
your
offense.
But wouldn't you want to be able to adapt to what he's good at?
No, you play
at this point right now when you have nobody else to turn to.
I mean, I thought it was really telling when they started a drive at the 1 yard line and it's Shamklin in there or Shamklin, whatever the hell his name is.
Harvard.
I mean, how that to me.
Yeah, that's a good, like, think about that.
Thank
yes.
you.
A guy that just, you know, what had one carry in his career, like a couple of years before that.
And now you're in the shadow of your own goal line.
And you're not in there?
And you're run. You know you're going to run it. And it's not Najee in there. It's a guy that is, let's face it, when everyone else gets healthy, he's not going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. And you're handing the ball to him?
Hey, even the guy they pulled off the practice squad, Ward, had two carries for 9 yards. And he was in there at times like, what is he doing in there? They obviously need Jalen back. I never realized how much he really did mean to it. Maybe it helps out Najee by cutting those reps in half and having, you know, a little bit of a different style. Cordero, same thing. But I think when he comes back, you got to split it up in some regard. You just can't keep giving it to him like this because it's not working.
No, it's not working, not by a long shot. And I really did think, hey, you get called out. You get called soft. And then you're going up against a defense that I've heard a lot of people call soft. Mm. And you have, what, 14 carries?
And he thought it was funny.
43 yards?
He thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Have you heard what he was talking about on Thursday? He said, I laughed at that when he said, who was that, Zaire?
Yeah, Alexander. Who's laughing now? When you got, Justin Fields was a factor in the running game early, too, and we saw with the zone rate. That should only help Najee Harris be effective. And still, 14 carries for 42 yards. Guys, he had a long run of six.
Yeah.
He had a long run of six. Yeah. The second Warren's back and healthy, the second CP's back and healthy, Najee Harris, you're my third running back until they give me a reason to play you. They're not financially tied to this guy anymore. There's no reason to play him as much as they're going to play him if the other guys are healthy, because he just doesn't have it. And it's not a fit, and he's been a decent back for them for a couple of years. But when you don't pick up the fifth-year option, what's the point?
And the issue will be, even if you do bring Russell in and think he'll be the savior, you still need to have some threat of running the ball that you'd be able to get play action and what you really want to do, that ultimate plan of how you want to see this offense run. You have to have some success running the ball. I mean, I'm not totally saying that the offensive line's not at fault as well. I mean, you saw at times – it's like Sam Allu's getting run over, but hey, okay. It's his first game back. Okay.
That's the biggest argument I could understand for, hey, Justin needs to play again, is that this line, if Russell Wilson's not fully 100% to protect himself, now you would think he'd get the ball out quicker,
yeah,
and he's going to have the opportunity to change protections, or, and you and I have talked about that, but I don't like the idea of him not being fully mobile back there behind this line right now.
It might be something good, you know, three steps on target.
And that's when they had their most success this game, was after Kyle Allen completed that pass. Boom, hurry up, quick, tempo, quick, bang, quick. Bang, 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 bang. Mm-hmm.